Welcome to Ram and Goat Astrology. I am Laura Lee, and this is a new segment we're going to be doing, and this is called The Rambling Ram, basically me just chatting with you. Helena and I are doing something a little bit different, and we're changing things up a little bit, and every other week you're going to hear from either me or the Gabbing Goat, and she'll be doing something on her own just for a few minutes just to do a check-in and still be in touch with you. But in the meantime, we're going to be working on things in the background, offering courses and whatnot. And today, the Rambling Ram is coming to you from a different location. I am actually at a work conference right now in Wisconsin Dells, which is a water park capital, believe it or not, if you've never been here. It is the area in the country, I believe, that has the most water parks. And we are here for a conference where I was speaking on astrology and how we use astrology in the workplace to help employees work better together and coworkers understand each other better, help a boss understand one of their employees, and really just get into the nitty-gritty, help people with their anger. And that was my speech today. It was talking about anger and talking about how to use astrology in a new way and use it in the workplace. And I'm here speaking at an auto collision conference. It was something that was very unique and a new opportunity. It definitely pushed me outside of my comfort zone. But if there is anything astrology has taught me, is I need to do me. And that's what I did at this speech. I did me. And it was weird. And I needed to be a big fireball because that's what I am and provide information to people. And that's what I did. And it was fun. And I connected with so many amazing people. And it's not done yet. And I'm so excited to go back and connect with people that would have never been exposed to this otherwise. So I'm so thankful to the path that has been laid before me that I just said yes to an opportunity and situation where I may not have in the past, or I may have let my fears or my doubts or my past experiences really hold me back. And this time I just really went with it and continued to believe in myself and trust in myself. And recognizing where Venus is, that my values are being a unique, independent, eccentric weirdo with Venus in Aquarius. So I trusted that. I trusted my chart. And here I am having a blast, having a working vacation with my kids and my family, and just really admiring and honoring all of the weirdness that is, and being in flow. I've done a couple of readings for some amazing people. I've gotten some connections to go work in some various facilities and work with their employees. And all of this is just like, wow, what an awesome opportunity. Because I followed my path and I said yes to astrology and I said yes to the things that light me up. So what are the things that light you up? What makes you happy? I think that's what we really need to dive into during this Aries season. Aries loves to play and be happy. And we have this big, big event coming up here on the 8th with this solar eclipse. And the sun is in Aries. And we have to eclipse that sun so we can really see what we're missing. When the light is turned off, we see things different. When the light is turned back on, wow, I see things in a new way. And Aries is fun and happiness and play and lighting things up. So I invite you to take this time and really explore this. Really explore the things that light you up and what brings you joy. And trust yourself. Trust your values. Lean into your value system. Because this is the stuff of life, you guys. We're here to experience it. We're here to be human beings. The journey is to be a being, to be. That's what Earth School is about. It's not to get lost in the dishes and get angry at the clothes on the floor or get mad at the boss or get stressed out about the paperwork. That's not what we're here for. No, not even sort of. We're here to enjoy life and to find us. Learn to play our unique song, our unique music, our unique birth chart frequencies, and play them out in our human existence at the highest vibration we can with the tools that we have at hand. That's the mission here, you guys. That's what we're doing. I've really had some great time here and amazing opportunities to contemplate what's going on with me and who I am and my career and my family. And it's been really eye-opening and humbling, and I just keep smiling. So much gratitude. I have so much gratitude for even sitting here right now and listening to the birds chirp and the Wisconsin River is behind me. I can hear a boat tour. We've got the Dells. It's beautiful here. Amazing, amazing topography. And just my heart is filled with so much gratitude for you listening to me and for this wonderful opportunity. Take this time and offer some gratitude for what's going on in your life. Take a deep breath with me. Feel into your heart space. Trust what makes you happy. Trust the things that light you up and move towards them, even if it's just a step. Even if you just go to Hobby Lobby and stand there and look at all of the options for doing art, right? Or even if you just go to the beach and stand there and put your feet in the sand. It doesn't matter what it is, but go do the thing that lights you up. Maybe it's sitting in a bench and recording a podcast away from your family for a couple minutes. Maybe that's your thing. Breathe into that. Take this as your opportunity to really offer yourself some gratitude and be kind to yourself, speak some kind words, and really smile. Enjoy where you're at, even if you're changing a poopy diaper, even if you are stuck in traffic, whatever you're doing, just offer a moment's gratitude to yourself and smile and thank yourself for being on this crazy Earth school journey, this dense 3D reality. It's so heavy here, and we get to still have fun. We get to still play. We get to still enjoy yummy food and yummy sex and yummy friendships and yummy experiences, even in this dense reality. So smile. Take a deep breath. They're still free. And thank you so much for being here with me today in this beautiful sunshiny day, April day. I appreciate you all so much, and thank you for listening to the Rambling Ram. I'm sure I will be back. I can't wait to talk to you. Helena and I will be back next week where we're talking about the nervous system. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you soon.